Hello, hello. Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Thanks for listening. Happy Monday. We're just going to get straight into weekly updates. Haley and I are feeling kind of giggly right now, so yeah. Brace yourselves.
I feel like we've been giggly the last like three episodes.
You know, every episode.
All we do is giggle.
Yeah, that's okay.
Maybe we should change our name to The Giggles.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, what's your weekly update?
Oh gosh, we're off to a good start. Okay, weekly update. So I started a new fitness goal.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, this is going to be so lame to all the runners out there, but I'm trying to just run 1 mile before every workout, and I'm trying to get my mile time down.
Perfect.
My mile time is like 14 minutes. So
no, that's great. Okay. I want to bring this up though, because okay. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, I think this was right after we got the treadmill.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember this, but Vince was talking so much crap on me.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, there's no way Chelsea can run a mile in under 10 minutes. Like, there's just no way. He was like fighting with me.
I know.
And I was like, yes, I can. And he was like, no, you can't. Anyway, I went home like the next day and I ran a mile in under 10 minutes. And I remember just sending in the group message a picture. And Vince was like, oh, damn, Chelsea. Anyway, no, that's a really good goal.
I don't know why Vince was hating on you so hard.
He's such a hater of me.
I know. It's funny, but you're also a hater of him, as the podcast has proven. No, I'm just kidding. But you guys like to poke fun at each other. For whatever reason, you're like easy targets for each other. I think it's all that Capricorn energy. Mm-hmm. But also, Vivi started up jiu-jitsu again. So she's doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and it's seriously so funny and so fun to watch her in her little gi rolling around. And like,
oh, they wear the gi.
They wear the gi. Cute. And it's cute. Yeah, she's like learning like actual self-defense stuff too. It's really fun to watch. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. What about you?
So not too much going on, but, by the time this episode releases, David will be home and I can finally say that.
Yes.
He's been gone. He's been out of country for like a month now. So
yeah,
by the time this releases, he will be home and, not sure where I want to book my vacation to, but I'm ready to get the heck out of my house.
Where do you get to go for 1 month?
Exactly.
And can I come?
Absolutely, yes.
That is like one tricky part with like being a military wife, like when your husband is gone and there's like some security things and reasons why we can't like say where they are. And so it's like really hard when that's such a big part of your life and you like can't say it, even like on the podcast when we're like talking so openly. But it's like, now you can say, and you're a warrior for being without him for 1 month. That's a really long time. It sucks.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we've definitely done longer, but
I know
a month is such an annoying amount of time because it's long enough to be long, but short enough to
barely get through and like just be in survival mode.
Yes, you're just in survival mode.
Yeah.
Like short enough to have a countdown where you're just like constantly thinking about it.
Exactly. But you're just trying to get day to day, week to week.
Yeah.
It's like you can't do that with the longer ones.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah. So hopefully, you know, by the time this episode releases, I'll be in a little bit of a happier,
a blissful state.
Calmer state. Yeah, for sure.
That's great.
That's really all I had to say. We did want to do a 60 days to loving yourself update. Bet you guys thought we forgot about that, didn't you?
We're here to keep you accountable.
Yeah, no, I thought we could just talk about like the three that we chose and have been working on.
Yeah.
For me, I've needed easy.
Yeah.
So something that's been really easy for me to do has just been identifying my win at the end of every day.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Even if like I don't write it down, I just, you know,
acknowledge
tell
it.
Myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been doing that one. The other one that I picked that I really wanted to accomplish was set a goal and like promise myself that I would accomplish it.
Yeah.
And that's been kind of easy for me to do because I've been working with a trainer. And so I've just been, you know, trying to keep the promise to myself that I will follow the guidelines that she gives me.
Yeah. It's like nice because you have that accountability there, but like, it's still something like you have to hold yourself accountable for too.
Yeah. So. So I've been doing that one, and then also practicing self-compassion responses. So just trying to give myself a little bit of grace.
Good. But I love that for you.
Yeah. So we're like 28 days in.
Yeah.
To 60 days. So
do you feel like it's been hard to identify a win at the end of the day? Like, have you been hard on yourself with that? Or do you feel like you've been like, okay, like, no, I can like clearly see one. I feel like it's hard as a stay-at-home mom when your day-to-day routine can look a lot of times very similar to the previous day, mm-hmm. you know? Do you feel like that's been hard or?
I don't feel like it's been super hard. I feel like I can pretty much pick out something like good from each day.
Good.
You know?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. What about you?
Okay. The three that I wanted to, I'll say, and then I'll tell you the one that I dropped.
Okay.
So I chose, get ready every day, prioritize sleep, and hug myself and give deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped the last one because okay. I just not good at it. So maybe we'll try that another time. And then I have been getting ready every day, almost every single day. There's been like a couple days that I haven't gotten as ready, but mm-hmm. I've at least like tried to like at least like put makeup on
yeah,
and like do a skincare routine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's honestly helped me just be more productive. Even if I stay home, which I normally don't stay home all day long, but even if I do, I've been way more productive at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been cool and good, and I've enjoyed that. And then prioritizing sleep, like obviously with kids, there's been nights that like I haven't been able to get as good of sleep, but I think the whole focus for me has just been on like acknowledging that my sleep is important, having a good nighttime routine, and then like getting into bed if I can at a reasonable hour. And I mean, I feel like that's been life-changing for me, honestly.
Yeah, good sleep is life-changing.
Yes. Yeah. So, and now my kids are at ages where, you know, it's just easier for me to do that. So
yeah totally. Yeah, good. Yeah, just wanted to give a little update.
And if you guys want to update us on you, send us a DM. Yeah. Or if you know us personally, send us a text.
Yeah,
we'd love to hear it.
Okay. Do you want to get into pop culture?
Yeah, so this is our last episode where we'll be talking about Love is Blind. The reunion, so what day is it today? The 13th.
Yeah.
The reunion aired today. So that's been kind of fun, and I feel like it's very fresh.
Yeah. And it aired live at, yes, what, 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
And so I actually have not had a chance to watch it. So I'm kind of excited because Haley got to watch it. So I'm kind of excited to get your take on it and hear everything that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good one. Like, there were just some moments that I was like, what? Did they just see that? Like, they couldn't have rehearsed something a little better. Like, I was very shocked by some of the responses, especially from the male party.
Of course.
Yeah. What were, like, did you have, like, any questions going into the reunion or anything you wanted to be addressed?
So I wanted to know if Jimmy and Chelsea are dating, because okay. there's been a lot of rumors going around that they are or have been hanging out.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if, I think it's pretty obvious, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but that if Jeremy and Sarah Ann are together.
Yeah.
Just because of like the shots that they've been showing
mm-hmm.
in the preview. I'm trying to think.
Oh, and with her being at his house on TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also that. And also that TikTok that's like gone viral of Brittany and Kenneth.
Yeah.
I just want to know what's going on with that. That's pretty much it. Like, that's all that comes to mind, or like those are the main points.
Okay. Okay. Well, first off, can I just say the Lacheys are so annoying.
They almost got like, no, specifically Vanessa Lachey almost got canceled like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was when, I believe it was when she was coming after Shake at the reunion, but people were not happy with her.
No, because like, Shake is a douchebag, but Vanessa, like, she just like, I'm sorry, the way she approaches things just screams like man hater. Like, nothing that any like dude can say could ever, like, I don't know how she's married to a dude, honestly. Like, she's such a man hater.
Poor Nick.
Poor Nick.
Pray for him.
Yes. But they're just like, I don't know. They just bug me. I just think they're so annoying. Mm-hmm. Second of all, the outfits this year. Like, Jess was the only one that looked hot. Seriously.
Like, I thought AD looked cute.
Yeah, she did look cute. I feel like she played it maybe a little safe. Mm-hmm. I would guess maybe from her, I was expecting, like, her to have a Jess outfit on, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But then it was like with Chelsea, it's like she was trying to have a Jess outfit on, but it was so bad.
Was not working.
It was not working. And Sarah Ann, I can't 90s even... prom.
Oh, like, yeah, I remember
the
now.
Updo, the glitter all over her, mm-hmm. all over her and her dress. Like, I just like, what is happening? Johnny, of course, didn't brush his hair, but what's new? And I mean, Jimmy looked fine. He had like some facial hair going, but I was kind of like, whatever. I don't know. Clay looked good, I guess. But no, the rest of them, I'm like, okay, do they get stylists? Because if so, they need to be fired.
Yeah, I don't know if they do or not, actually.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Okay, so you asked about Brittany and Kenneth. So I'll start there.
Perfect. I'm excited.
Yeah. So basically they are just friends and they're really close friends.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. I didn't think they'd like actually be together, but
yeah. It was like interesting though, because they said that they talk every single day.
Oh. So every they're like close day. Friends.
They're very close friends. And they like even address the fact that like they know that like that wouldn't be a respectful relationship to have if they like move forward in other relationships, but that like for now they're doing well and they're like really good friends. Mm-hmm. I definitely felt more like love from her to him than him to her.
What's new?
I know. Yeah. But like one thing, so yeah, so that addresses that. And then I'll just kind of go over their little like kind of, I don't know, like section, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
But Kenneth was asked, of course, like why he was on his phone so much. Mm-hmm. And his response to that was basically, I'm a very committed and involved principal.
Oh my gosh. Please don't pretend like you're like catering to the school.
No. And just like, so what? Like, okay, there's a lot of people that are committed to their job. Like, so what? You just like disregard the person in front of you.
Kenneth is a clown. Yeah.
Yeah. I just was like so unimpressed by his response. I just feel like he just thinks he's like, oh, I'm such a good guy. I'm like untouchable. Like, and I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not buying it.
They also, Nick asked him like, hey, you looked pretty unfazed by the breakup. And he said, everyone processes things differently.
Okay. I mean.
And he's like, I called Clay in shambles. I'm like, boo hoo. Yeah. You literally acted like you didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, they talk every day. So, you know.
Well, good for them.
Good for them.
In a good place.
Yeah. And then Jimmy and Chelsea are not together.
Okay.
And like, good thing. And honestly, you could tell there was still tension there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they did not.
Like, bad tension?
I think so. Oh. They did not seem to me like, I think they're fine with each other, but they did not seem to me like they had like squashed everything, mm-hmm. if that makes sense, you know? And so, I don't know. I was kind of surprised by that just because of like everything that's been going on social media. I was like, oh, like kind of seems like maybe everything is squashed, but I just feel like there was still tension there. And then obviously like they asked Jimmy and Jess a bunch of questions and that was fine, except Jess did express that she was really upset by how Jimmy responded to some questions that he was asked in a recent interview.
Oh.
And like they pulled up receipts from like things mm-hmm. that Jimmy said happened that didn't happen. And so that was like kind of
catch him in the lie.
Yeah. That was just kind of interesting. I mean, I just think honestly in his mind, he was like, oh, it seemed this way, but it like wasn't actually that way. Like, I don't necessarily think he was like blatantly lying, but it was just like, he was so far removed from reality mm-hmm. on some of those things. And what was the other one? Oh, the Sarah Ann.
Oh yeah.
Okay. That was weird because so she didn't come out initially. She
just came out for a little apart.
Well, she came out for the whole episode, but it's because they talked to them at the very beginning. But basically, they were just like talking to Jeremy and they're like, oh, do you have another love interest? And then they like bring Sarah Ann out as if we don't all already know.
And as if like everyone's supposed to cheer.
No, exactly. And like, I was just like, I didn't even pay attention to whether people cheered or not, but I would have been booing.
Well, I'll be paying attention when I watch.
Yeah. I would have been booing in the audience, though. I'd be like, boo.
Do they even have an audience? Like, did they do it in front of a live audience?
You know, I don't know if... Yes, they did, because there were, like, people holding up signs for AD.
Okay.
There was a sign that said AD all day.
Perfect.
And then, like, they also had people from past seasons on to, like, ask questions and stuff.
I forgot they had the people from past seasons.
Yeah, so that was good. But, like, it was so awkward, and Sarah Ann came out. She, like, went up to Jeremy. They had the most awkward, like, kiss.
Ew.
Yeah. And then Laura, like, couldn't be there at the reunion. She's in Spain working.
Oh, yeah.
And but she did, like, zoom in for a minute. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, she – so, I mean, there's a lot that happened. But, like, she ended up calling Jeremy a clown for just, like, being someone in the pods that, like, he really is not, and just, like, playing the whole situation. And Sarah Ann came to Jeremy's defense after that comment and was like, Laura is a pick me girl.
Why?
And so then Jess immediately went to Laura's defense and was like, you're the pick me girl. And so Jess and Sarah Ann were going back and forth for a minute, and Sarah Ann was not holding back. Like, she was like full volume, mm-hmm. like practically yelling. And Jess even said, like, you don't have to be the loudest person in the room to be the most noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah Ann is very confident where she stands. Like, if you've watched her recent TikToks and stuff, like, she has no shame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No shame. And they even were like, I think Vanessa asked Sarah Ann, like, do you still talk to, like, any of the women? Like, are you friends with any of the women from the season? And Sarah Ann was like, no, I don't talk to any of the women from the season. And Chelsea was like, yeah, that's because you decided to unfollow us all, but still follow our fiancés.
Oh,
that part was so good. It was like, the whole audience was like, ooh. It was so good. And then Nick said to, like, the group, like, have any of you seen Jeremy since, like, all the mess went down? And Chelsea was like, oh yeah, but every time I see him and Sarah Ann are broken up.
What?
So basically she's like, anytime I've seen Jeremy, like, he comes to a group thing, it's because him and Sarah Ann are broken up.
So they're having, like, an on again off again relationship.
Exactly. And okay. So Vanessa and Nick were like, okay, so, like, are you guys having an on again off again relationship? And Jeremy was just like, well, you know, it's just like any other couple, like, you know. And I'm like, in your first year of a relationship, like, it's probably red flag.
Yeah.
You're, like, in your 30s or, like, close to your 30s.
Well, you know what? I hate Jeremy, so whatever.
Yeah, and they good have luck. Zero chemistry, him and Sarah Ann. Like, well, the whole – all of the interactions with them were so awkward. Like, it was so bad. But – then obviously we have Amy and Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Perfect
and
couple.
And they're perfect. They did adjust the birth control thing a little bit.
Good.
And Johnny was just like, honestly, like, he's like, swear, I just did not have education on birth control.
Obviously. Yeah.
He's like, the first conversation I've ever had about birth control was with Amy.
I'm sorry. That's so sad.
It is so sad. And she was like, and not that, like, we want to put all our business out there, she's like, but just so you know, I never got on birth control and he never got a vasectomy, so neither of us did anything we didn't want to do. So I'm like, okay, so you're either pulling out or using condoms.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm like, I mean, why did they not, like, discover that they could do that earlier? I don't know.
I just feel
like that was so weird. Yeah. You know what they also said, though? That they still have not had a legit fight.
Oh, well, they're perfect.
I know. So. And everyone was just like, AD looks
checks
so
out.
Jealous.
Yeah, checks out. Oh, yeah. Get to AD and
okay.
Clay. Is that the last probably couple, AD and Clay?
Yeah. And this is keeping in mind through all of this that it has been a year since they filmed this. Like, I always had to be like, oh, yeah, it's been a year. So they've all had, like, a lot of time. Oh, wait. Trevor too. We have to get, we have to.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They had Trevor.
Who do you want to hear about first, Trevor or AD?
Do AD and Clay. And
okay.
Then
and then Trevor,
we'll Trevor last. Yeah.
So, okay. Let me, so, okay. So first of all, AD was so annoyed. Like, for the majority of the time that Clay was talking, like, I could still tell that there was like a lot of just like hurt and annoyance mm-hmm. there. I'm sure too, because they just are now watching it all back.
Yeah.
So like it brings up, you know, a lot of
all the feelings.
You know, yeah. But so at first I was kind of annoyed with Clay because he just like said pretty much in response to everything, like, honestly, like, I need a lot of therapy. Okay. And I just am like kind of tired of hearing people, but like dudes, say that they need or they're like going to get therapy as a scapegoat to like a conversation, like instead of taking accountability.
Yeah, instead of actually going to get therapy. Like, it's been a year. Yeah. So
I was really annoyed of that at first, but actually he did say that he has been going to therapy and okay. he is. And he, like, towards the end of the conversation, he did start actually taking accountability. And he was like, honestly, like, AD is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And like, she pushed me and like it propelled me in the right direction. And like, I actually have been going to therapy. He said two times, she's honestly the love of my life. Mm-hmm. And that he made a mistake saying no at the altar.
Mm-hmm. They show that in the trailer.
In the trailer. Yeah. Yeah. And then he just like, yeah, just like, I don't know. One part that she was rolling her eyes at this too, and so was I, was he was just like, you know, this experience, I just learned so much. And she, I think it's just annoying when someone says that, because she's like, okay, well, I'm glad this was a learning experience for you.
Yeah.
But like for me, I was there, I was ready.
Yep.
You know, and like for him, it's just like a learning experience, mm-hmm. you know? So like there's definitely some like tension there, but he did say that he didn't know he would say no until the moment he said no. So it wasn't premeditated is what he said. And then he also said that he would 1,000% date AD again.
Okay. Well, so, I don't think he's going to have a very good chance, but.
Yeah. AD actually went on two dates with Matthew.
Oh, wait, I had to think about
watching
that.
You process that.
I'm speechless.
Clay, the whole time she was talking about it, was like rigid.
Wait, I'm speechless.
Yeah, she said that they went on two dates and she said he's low-key cute.
No,
I was like, I'm sorry, he's high-key
goodbye.
He's high-key serial killer. Like you said.
Yeah, hikey.
But she said that, like, she realized from those dates. Well, first of all, he made her chicken and rice for dinner. And I'm just like, dude, you better not be baking me chicken and rice. I'm coming over for dinner. But that's, also,
honestly, that checks out. That, like, explains his personality.
I know. Truly. But she just said that they had, like, they're on different paths.
In the yeah, because he's murdering innocent people. And she's slaying.
I know. I know. So anyway, okay. And then the final thing that I have for that. Oh, wait, no, Trevor. Yeah. Crap. Okay, we got to get to Trevor first. Trevor. Sorry, guys. This is getting long-winded. There was just so much. Okay, Trevor. So they bring him out. First of all, he's literally wearing like a blue like picnic like tablecloth. I'm like, what are you wearing? Like, seriously, I can't even. But they brought up the receipts for Trevor, which we've all probably seen on social media for Trevor and his like
about his girlfriend
yeah. right. His, first of all, when they asked him like, tell us about like what is your response to like these receipts being shown, like the proof being out there, he like processed that question for like a minute and then was like, I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
No.
And he knew. He had to have known that that was going to be brought up. And that's the best response you could come up with. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, how did you not
just don't even
this?
Go to the reunion.
Exactly. But then after a bit, basically, he went on to say that technically it wasn't his girlfriend, but they were really close, even though they said, I love you. But that he wanted to go on Love is Blind to try out the experiment and go for someone he normally wouldn't in real life. And then he said, I need a lot of therapy.
Sure, like, sure, buddy.
Whatever. These dudes saying they need a lot of therapy. And Trevor's probably not getting therapy.
Absolutely
not. So I'm
like,
stop. Stop using that as a scapegoat to escape accountability. Like, so exhausting. So, yeah, that was basically all for that, like, that was that.
Great.
Just like, whatever.
And that wraps it up for season 6 of Love is Blind.
Yes, it does. The only last little thing that might be interesting is, mm-hmm. do you know the show The Perfect Match?
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh. Are you going to tell me about Harry Jowsey and Jess?
Okay, no. I was not. We should say that though, but no.
Have you seen?
Gonna, yeah.
Okay. What are you going to say? Go.
Which I actually think Harry Jowsey is so hot.
Sure, he is, but I have a lot of opinions about Harry Jowsey. I mean,
they're not going to work out. Like, he's not ready to be a father.
No, absolutely not.
And he dated Francesca, which obviously he like has a type. But but Izzy and Micah the blonde.
Izzy, okay.
And Izzy the like bald guy.
Oh, okay.
That was dating a different blonde. I forget what her name is. Stacy? Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to be on The Perfect Match. They announced that. So that's kind of fun.
Good, yeah.
And I'm excited for another season of that because that was just like
me too.
A train wreck.
I really like Perfect Match.
Me too.
That was fun.
But yeah, Harry and Jess.
Yep. I just saw like leaked photos of Harry Jowsey and Jess together.
Are they still a thing though?
I don't know. And I don't know that they ever like, have to see if they ever really were a thing. But there are just some leaked photos of them like in the water together.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So that is all for Love is Blind. Do you have any other pop culture?
I do.
Okay.
Do you?
Just The Bachelor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to bring up Kate Middleton.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been staying up on all the Kate Middleton conspiracies?
I mean, I think I'm caught up.
Okay.
I've been seeing TikToks all about it.
Yeah. I'm worried for her, you know?
I know.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, Kate Middleton basically was last seen, what was it, Christmas Day? Like, she hasn't been seen since Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this last Sunday, a photo was released because it was Mother's Day in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the photo?
No.
So it's a photo of her and her 3 children. But once you start to look really closely at it, you can see that it's like a highly edited photo. Like, even her face, people have discovered, is like the exact face from her Vogue cover from like years ago.
No.
There's just things that are not like matching up in the background. Like, it's a highly, highly edited photo. And people are like picking this photo apart. And
why do people think they can put things on the internet these days that are not authentic?
Well, here's the crazy thing is that it came, like, the source was Buckingham Palace. Okay. But so then basically, once everyone discovered that it was like a fake photo.
Yeah, I can't tell just by looking at it. Like,
I know. I'll have to like show you all the things. Cause once they're pointed out to you, you can like see them.
Mm.
But basically they like all the like news sources that had like put it out, they like killed the photo, which means that they like took it down.
Oh.
Because they realized that like it was like a highly doctored photo.
Yeah.
But then whoever is like pretending to be Kate Middleton came out with like an apology, saying, not like an apology, but kind of like a, I don't know, like an explanation, saying that she is like an amateur at Photoshop and was just playing around and was editing that photo.
No.
No, right? That's so weird.
I'm so into like celebrity conspiracy theory. Well, I'm like into all conspiracy theories, but I love celebrity conspiracy theories because they're just so fascinating that people would go to like such great lengths.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's crazy. But then there was another photo that was just released. I think this one is more recent. It's a photo of William and Kate in the car, and it's like a side profile of Kate. It's like a very like blurry photo, but people are also picking it apart because it is also a very edited photo, and people have taken a photo from years ago of like a side profile of her and they match up like perfectly too. And so people have not seen her, have not heard from her since Christmas Day. And it was reported that she had like abdominal surgery a few months ago, but she was spending like a lot of time in the hospital. The whole time she was there, no one went to see her. Not her children, not her family. The only people that went to go see her were William and one other person in that family. I'm forgetting who exactly. No, it was a male. I'm forgetting who exactly. But basically, like, William only went to go see her for like a few minutes.
Oh. What?
And that was the whole entire time she was in the hospital. But there are, I've heard like the craziest conspiracies, like she's pregnant with someone else's child.
Oh,
I guess William is known to be like violent. Like people are saying that like maybe he's harmed her. People are saying that like, I don't know, basically like she's trying to leave him because there's been rumors that he has like had an affair. And I don't know, there's just a lot. And anyway, just kind of worried about Kate Middleton, but
that's crazy. When I first read like abdominal surgery and long recovery, I just was like, oh, maybe she had to get like a hysterectomy or something, because mm-hmm. that's the only like abdominal surgery I could think of. Or maybe like she has like some sort of cancer, but that's like where my mind went. But I didn't even like know that those were possibilities, like that it's rumored that he's like abusive and stuff.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy, also sketchy, is no one has seen the kids either, and the kids, they like took them out of school.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like, where is Kate Middleton and where are the children?
I feel like my algorithm is so far behind yours, because I'm only seeing like the very first like things of this. Like I had not heard all of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm deep into it, and I'm not really a big conspiracy theorist, but yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I have.
Wowza. That is wild.
Yeah.
Interesting. I need to go on the rabbit hole of Kate Middleton on TikTok after this.
I know.
And I'll be there till 2 a.m. Prioritizing my sleep. The only other thing I wanted to say, did you watch the last episode of The Bachelor?
No, I'm so behind on Bachelor.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, for anyone who watched, I'm going to say Kelsey and Joey, the morning after fantasy suites. I mean, come on. The deed was done.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you convinced it's Kelsey?
Yeah. And they just like the way they were together compared to like the other two dates. I mean, it was just like such a stark difference.
Okay.
I mean, I know he loves Daisy and he cares for Rachel. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it's just like no denying after watching it. But Kelsey, at the end of the episode, leaves him a note saying, mm-hmm. we need to talk, in his door. So I'm like, what does she possibly need to say? And did the producers make her write it like that? Because that's
they
just
planted
like,
that.
Yeah, it's like such a mean thing. Like he was already crying just reading the note, thinking of like worst case scenario. And she knows like his worst fear is to be like left there without, you know, someone choosing him. And so I'm like, why would she do that to him? It better have been a producer thing.
I don't know. But what? We've only got Women Tell All and then the finale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too. I love Women Tell All.
Me too. And I can't wait to see Maria stand her ground against these biatches.
That'll be good. Maria for Bachelorette.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Well, let's get into today's topic.
Okay.
So today we wanted to talk about all things spring. We want to talk about like how to get the most out of spring and how to get yourself into the spring spirit. And if you're listening to this, let's see, this episode releases on the 18th, right?
Yes.
Yes. So if you're listening to this tomorrow, Tuesday, sorry, did I say May 19th? March 19th.
Either way, it's March.
I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, March 19th is the spring equinox, aka first day of spring. And I personally feel like spring is like the hardest season for me to get into. I just feel like spring kind of gets like, especially in Utah, I feel like we kind like with the weather change, we kind of go straight from winter to summer.
Totally.
And it kind of gets overlooked and people get more excited for summer.
Yeah.
I feel like. So anyway, I really wanted to like embrace the spring months this year. I Googled the meaning of spring, and it said spring is all about new beginnings and transformation and symbolizes starting fresh and optimism.
Yeah, and I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. And anyway, I'm just ready to like step out of the winter months. It snowed very hard today and I was very upset about it.
Yeah, it's so exhausting going from like sunny to snowing.
Yeah.
If that is not the last snow of the season, I will cry.
I know. Well, the weather does say it's going to warm up, and like by this time next week should be around 60 degrees. So that's perfection.
Well, it was a problem too, because so I had my Instacart delivery delivered, mm-hmm. and the guy that delivered it, something happened with my laundry detergent and it spilled all over my front porch.
Oh, no.
So I was like, how do I get this off? Like it was literally laundry detergent all over. Like, anyway.
You got to, like, power spray it or something.
Yeah. So I, like, grab my hose and I'm like, well, we shouldn't, like, the pipes shouldn't be freezing anymore because I don't want to have, like, a burst pipe.
See, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. These are things you learn when you have a husband gone all the time. You learn how to...
Yeah.
You know,
how to figure it out.
Yeah, you learn how to figure it out. But I grab the hose and I spray it. But then, like, waking up this morning to snow, I was like, are you kidding me? I literally just had the thought process of, like, my pipes will not freeze, so it's fine if I turn on my outside water and then I wake up to snow. And I'm like, that is the epitome of Utah spring.
Yep.
You just do not know what you're going to get. And for someone who can be a control freak like me, it is very hard for me to live and be present in springtime in Utah.
Yeah, it's hard.
The fear of the unknown.
Yeah, truly.
Truly.
But yeah, so anyway, we're just ready to, like, embrace spring. So we thought it would be fun to do an episode just talking all about it. We wanted to kind of get into, like, our favorite things about spring. We want to go over, like, our spring bucket lists and sprinkle in a few of, like, our spring favorites for ourselves and also for our kids. And we thought it could also be fun to give, like, a little bit of Easter basket inspiration because Easter is very early this year.
Yeah.
It's end of March. So yeah, coming
March
up real
31st,
quick.
I think.
Yeah. That's, like, the earliest Easter ever.
Although we all know Chelsea's already all ready for Easter.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I was ready in February.
I have not bought a single thing for Easter yet.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Don't even have baskets.
That's fine.
Nothing.
You're good. But yeah, let's just go ahead and get into it. Okay. Do you want to pick a topic that we can start on?
Let's do favorite spring activities.
Okay.
So one thing that I love to do in the spring, and this is something that's a little bit more, I guess, catered towards if you live in Utah and specifically Utah County, but I'm sure you could find this in your local area too, is my kids and I love to go to Farm Country, which is at Thanksgiving Point, and we love to visit the baby animals.
Cute. Yeah.
It's so cute. Like, every year. Okay. So as far as I can remember, it's not every animal, like, has a baby type of a thing, but it's different every year. And so one year there were, like, cute little piglets. Mm-hmm. So cute. Always baby goats. The plethora of baby goats, of course. And then last year there were several baby cows that were so cute. And I love cows. So it's just, like, a fun thing to do, something to look forward to.
Yeah. All the cute baby animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cute.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, too many things on favorite spring activities, but I did put, this is also, like, particular to Utah, but I like to go up to the Capitol and see, like, all the trees blooming.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
What are those really pretty trees they have up there that people take pictures with all the time?
Are they, like, cherry blossoms?
Yeah,
or I
cherry
could be
blossoms.
Totally wrong, but I think so.
they're at least they look like cherry blossoms. They're so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to put that on my bucket list this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also, again, more cater towards Utah, but the Tulip Festival is every year at Thanksgiving Point, and it's so pretty. They even have, like, a run that you can do. Not that I'll be doing that because I only run 1 mile, but they have a 5K. They have a half marathon. But yeah, it's so fun to just, like, go and see all the pretty flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking, like, how many tulips do you think they plant? Like,
a billion.
No, literally. Yeah. Like, fields and fields and fields.
Yeah.
Do you have any other spring activities?
Yeah, I put one other.
Okay.
And this is, like, very particular to my life. But growing up, we always liked to go out, like, four-wheeling and dirt biking.
Oh, fun.
It was kind of like, yeah, the way to, like, kick off spring. We always did it on, like, Easter too.
Fun.
So, yeah, I love to do that also.
It's, like, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. Good, like, fresh air finally.
Yeah.
And then for us, we just really like to do, like, a good local Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My in-laws now do. I think they've actually done it for a long time. But now that we, like, have kids and whatnot and we're living closer to them, my in-laws have a huge backyard. And so they do, like, a big one. You guys should actually come because then you don't have to, like, find parking at, like, a big community park or whatever.
Yeah, we'll and be there.
Yeah, great. And they have like tons of eggs and super fun. But just like checking your local community page, I guarantee they have an Easter egg hunt. It's just fun to like go see your kids in action and
yeah,
and something you don't have to put on for them too.
Exactly.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I had.
Okay. Let's talk about like our favorite things about spring.
Okay.
Just like in general.
Okay.
First thing I put was like just color coming back to the earth.
Yeah.
After winter.
Yes.
Yeah. So like all the blooms and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I can just like imagine myself like walking out and seeing all the pretty colors and just like taking a deep breath and being like, we've arrived.
Mm-hmm. We're okay. We made it out alive.
Yes. I love the sun setting later.
Ugh, me too.
Yeah, it's hard with kids sometimes just because the sun stays up longer, but thank heavens for blackout curtains. But I just love having the sun up for longer.
Me too. I also put longer, brighter days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's a good one. I put switching out my winter wardrobe.
Oh, I think that's the best one for me.
It feels so good.
It does.
Yeah.
Do you keep your clothes like somewhere else? Like, do you have like a storage spot you keep your clothes, or do you just like push them to the back of your closet, or how do you do it?
Yeah. I don't have like a storage spot I keep my clothes, but I have like two layers in my closet.
Okay.
And whatever one I'm like utilizing, or, you know, whatever season of clothes I'm utilizing, I'll have on like the top, and I just move everything else to the bottom.
To the bottom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
But yeah, feels so good to switch out your winter wardrobe and like have, I don't know, just like fresh clothes to wear.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. It's the best.
Yeah.
I have on mine prepping my garden. Mm-hmm. So this year I'm probably going to have two or three garden beds. And I want to try this year. I've never done this, but like actually planting from seed. So I'm going to have a few sections of like just seeds only, and then some of like starts, so they're like the little tiny plant that you plant, you know. And so, but one thing I love, obviously I love like actually planting it, but first I nourish them and nurture them from inside my home, and I love like having all the little plants on my counter and like taking care of them before I plant them.
All your little babies.
Yes. And you do that like a few weeks before you're supposed to plant them, so it's just like a fun little thing to do. Hopefully my children stay out of them this year. I am nervous for that.
Yeah. I can't believe you've never planted from seed before.
No. I've always been like too nervous too, and because I only had one garden bed, I was like, what if it doesn't work out?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But now that I'm gonna have so many, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, might as well try it.
Might as well try it.
Yeah. The last thing on my list is the perfect temperatures, like 60 to 70 degrees.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway,
that's crazy. There's people that live like that all year round.
I know.
I just think you wouldn't even honestly appreciate it
though,
as much. You
know? True.
But like, it's just crazy that that is like people's everyday life. I have a couple more things. I put opening windows and like letting fresh air inside.
Yeah, feels so good.
Feels so good. And then I also put no more seasonal depression.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Amen.
Yes. And then just like the feeling that something exciting is coming, which is summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should we get into our spring bucket list?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So number one on my spring bucket list, if you know, you know, I want to make my
do all of yours.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just read them all.
Yeah.
Okay. I put number one on my list, make my first sourdough loaf.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Are you going to get yourself a little bonnet and apron too?
I might as well. I'm ready. I love it. Next, I have plant flowers and bushes in my flower bed.
Love.
We've lived at our house for 2 years now, and we have yet to plant anything in our flower beds.
Yeah.
We meant to do it last year, but we like missed the time period. And anyway, I'm just like, okay, this year, like, let's do it.
Do you know what you're going to plant yet?
I don't. Do you have any recommendations?
I have like a few things that I'm going to do in my front yard, but I just like looked up pretty like floral. I really want to do some like florally, like colorful bushes in my front yard. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do some, for sure, some Russian sage. I'll show you a few different things that I have on my like Pinterest board.
Okay.
But I like looked up things that like come back every year, and things that just like last really well in Utah, and that are low maintenance.
Yeah, that's so, what I need.
Yeah.
That's what I need. And then I want to pot flowers with Rowan this year.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, my mom did that last year with Rowan, and Rowan loved it.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah, so I want to just, like, pot a few plants or flowers with her, and then she can, like, go water them every day.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, she loved it. So I want to do that with her.
I might steal that from you, because maybe if my kids have their own, they won't get into mine as much.
Yeah, they'll have something to.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Keep them busy.
Yeah.
And then I want to declutter my house room by room.
Love.
This is something I've needed to do for a long time now.
Yes.
So yeah, I want to tear my house apart.
Love it.
David's birthday is in May, so he's my little spring baby. And his birthday is actually on a Saturday this year, and so I kind of am wanting to plan like a little like weekend trip. I'm not sure where to, you know, that might be for him to decide because it's his birthday, but yeah, I think we want to do like a little birthday trip for him, just something the two of us. And then like you said, I want to take Rowan to like a city Easter egg hunt. She hasn't done one before, so this will be like her first one that she'll actually like understand what's going on.
Totally.
You know, because we always put one on for her, obviously, and then my parents usually put one on for her, but it's like just her. And then I put that I would like to host a spring brunch with friends.
Fun.
I know. Yeah. This is something that will take like a little more effort on my end, but I do think it would be fun to do.
Yeah. Cute. Little kickoff to spring.
Yeah. And then I put, I want to take my family to the poppy fields.
Oh.
Also, where's just that at? Like a Utah thing. It's an alpine.
Oh.
Have you not seen like people's pictures?
Maybe I have and I just didn't realize.
Yeah, there. It's only like the blooms are only like perfect for like a couple weeks. And so anyway, you go on like a little hike up to like these poppy fields, and a lot of people get pictures done there and stuff. But
do you know what month it's in?
So this is usually like, it's usually at its peak around like end of May, beginning June. Okay. So, you know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So fun. I want to do that. And then I just put hike is my last one. I really want to just like hike it up this year.
Fun. So,
yeah, that's my spring bucket list.
Especially now that Rowan's like old enough that she can walk.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be super fun to go do hikes with her.
Yeah.
Love it. So my bucket list is clean my walls.
I didn't know I needed to do this until you brought it to my attention.
I'm so sorry. You do not have to do it. But every year in the spring, and I only do it once a year. Maybe that's gross to some people, but Chelsea's looking at me like I'm crazy. Chelsea's like, I've never done this in my life. Maybe too, it's because I have a dog and I just feel like dogs are, I don't know, just kind of gross, but
he's not that dirty.
I mean, but I like literally basically like mop my walls. And I clean all my baseboards, like deep scrub my baseboards.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a really good deep clean of my whole house. I like to do this though, like when I can open up the windows and like have the fresh air in and like play music and clean my walls.
Mm-hmm. Probably feels so good.
Yes, I'm also going to get my carpet steam cleaned. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I need to do that too.
Needs to happen. And then I also have plant flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do that too. We have some flowers outside of our house, but they're from just whoever lived here before us. And there's like some bushes, and there's also some tulips that come up. I actually saw that they came up this last week, and I was like, oh, this is so early. And then I was like, oh wait, no, it's like because it's spring.
Yeah, your tulips are so cute.
Yeah, I love them. And then but like right in front of our like front door, that area needs some good flowers or bushes. And then start my garden. And then we want to do a picnic at the tulip festival.
That would be fun.
So pack like a little lunch, do a picnic. And then I also want to invite friends, but friends for Vivi and Kale over to do maybe like on a bad weather day, you know, and have them over to do like a little spring craft or like maybe decorate some like spring cookies or something like that.
Cute. Yeah.
So I'm going to be like kind of just looking out for whenever there's maybe a Saturday, because they will come in Utah spring and do like a fun little indoor thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just said a bike ride up Provo Canyon.
Yeah.
because I just got a bike trailer. So,
oh, did you get one?
Yeah.
Fun.
So yeah, that is my bucket list.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Provo Canyon is fun.
It is. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And my parents actually got engaged at Bridal Veil, which is like really a waterfall cute. When you go up Provo Canyon. Yeah.
Yeah. So, cute.
Cutie.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, what next?
Should we do favorite things for our kids for spring?
Yeah. Okay. So, number one on my list, I put a wiggle board. If you're like in the market for something for your kids to ride when the weather gets warmer, you know, something for them to do outside, mm-hmm. I think a wiggle board is superior. We got our kids a cozy coop for Christmas, a wiggle board, and a scooter, and they both have bikes.
Okay.
And we only have the one wiggle board, and my girls constantly fight over it. And it's in the house right now, so they're always riding it around the house.
Yeah.
But I just know come like the warmer days, and I don't know when we're going to purchase another one, but we're going to have to get another one.
Yeah.
So I do think that that's like a great item.
Yeah.
For kids for spring and summer, of course.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
I also put specifically a kid's Yeti water bottle.
Okay.
I think they're like a really good like insulated water bottle for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I haven't tried those.
Yeah. They're great. And then I put like these are kind of like similar-ish, but I put like children's lawn chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a picnic table or cute. Both, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a kid's picnic table. They can like eat outside and whatever.
Yeah. Cute. I actually just got one off Facebook Marketplace for $12.
Oh, nice. You always score on Facebook Marketplace.
I know, I'm so ghetto.
No, you score. I need to be better about looking on there. Next, I put the Eggmazing egg decorator. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes.
Yes. That's like a favorite for yeah. us because personally, I hate dyeing eggs.
Really?
Such a mess.
Yeah, it is messy.
Yeah, it's such a mess, and they never turn out like, you know, how you would like them to.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just think like the Eggmazing egg decorator,
yeah,
is like so fun and so fun for kids, and we yeah. get a lot of use out of it. So love that. I put the Costco beach bucket set. So every year Costco releases like a beach bucket, and it comes with like all the shovels and like beach toys,
and every year I buy it because my children lose all the beach toys.
Yeah, but like
it's cheap.
I know, but like my kids even love to have that in like the winter to play yeah. with in the snow. Like uh-huh. that's just good to have year round.
Yeah,
so that's awesome. I put a kid's watering can on
cute.
There.
Yeah,
yeah, just because like they want to water the plants too.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, fun for them. I put Crocs. Kids' Crocs.
My kids have actually never had Crocs. Actually, Vivi had like one pair of hand-me-down Crocs, but she just didn't
love them.
No, it's not that. She just, her feet grew too quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think, obviously, they're just like a great practical shoe.
Yeah. Do you wear Crocs?
I don't own a pair of Crocs.
No. Would you ever?
Probably not. Yeah. I don't, like, I don't love the look of them.
Yeah.
But I think vibe. For kids, like, yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then last thing I put on my kids' favorites is obviously come springtime, you're going to want to restock your sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And my favorites for kids are Think Baby and Baby Bum.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we had like actually quite a few of like the same things. I also put Think Baby sunscreen.
Yeah.
And I put, so Baby Bum is the same as Sun Bum. Mm-hmm. And so I put Sun Bum's hair mist.
And I need to try that.
Yeah. So you can put it like on, especially if you have daughters, like on their parts. Because mm-hmm. Vivi's part always like, it's like right at the top of their head. So yeah, obviously.
It always fries.
Yeah. So it gets sunburned. Mm-hmm. That's like honestly the only part of Vivi that ever gets sunburned though. Because that child is tan.
Mm-hmm. She all year round. Yeah. She tans nice.
She does. So yeah, I had that too. I also had like a good insulated water bottle. I didn't necessarily have any suggestions though, so that's great that you have tried a Yeti. I do like Owala, but yeah.
Do they have kids Owalas?
They do.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm getting both of my kids free sips in their Easter basket, Owala free sips. So I'll let you know to be determined whether they're good or not.
Yeah, let me know.
But yeah, I just feel like, especially in the summer, like, I mean, my kids drink a lot of water year round, but it's like in the summer, I just feel like they chug their water.
Yeah.
And especially when we're going out, like, I want to make sure they're not getting dehydrated. So, and along with that, one thing I really like instead of doing juice in the summer is doing the Ultima hydration packets. Mm-hmm. They're really good. They're a super clean ingredient, low
sugar.
Such
a good hack.
Yeah. So doing that, and my kids love them. And then for bad weather days, because I'm always thinking about the bad weather days, just in case, we just got these like extra large coloring pages. Mm-hmm. They're huge. And we got these little like washable paint sticks. So it's like almost in a crayon form, but it's actually paint. So the way it goes on is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And it's super cute. So my kids got them in like mermaid theme, in like
cute
safari animal theme. And they have been working on those this entire week. Like they, yeah.
Cute.
They've been loving that. So got that. And then also a water table. Mm-hmm. Costco has a good one, but there's lots of different ones.
Yeah. Water tables are a must.
Yeah. This year, I think I'm going to get a bigger one. Mm-hmm. I've always done the Costco one, but I think we're going to get a bigger one this year. Mm-hmm. And then this is my kid's favorite, an insect find and capture little toy.
Yeah. Like the little, like, I don't know, like cage almost.
Yeah. It comes with like a little like cage for them and like these little tools that like they can use to catch the insect and like put it in its little house.
I should get one of those. Rowan would love that.
Yeah,
because she's so creepy and like loves bugs.
Yeah, so do my kids. Yeah. They love bugs, so that's always fun. And then I put Teva's. So I really like Teva shoes for my kids. I think they're just easy. What?
Sorry, I'm only laughing because
you call them Teva.
Because I call them Tevas.
Yeah, and you're wrong. You know that's not the right way to say it, right?
Okay, but I'm just laughing because I'm actually just poking the bear because I know you say Tevas, and I knew that you would get all angry if I said Tevas. And I actually put Tevas on like my favorites list, so I knew we were going to be having this argument.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a poll on Instagram. I'm going to try to remember to do that.
Look
do you
up
say,
the YouTube video.
I don't care. I don't care if that is like how you're supposed to say it. I want to know if you say Tevas or Tevas. I need
Why
to know.
Why would you say Tevas?
I'm just going to put the poll. Results
okay,
will speak
poll.
For itself.
Do the poll, but I'm right. Regardless, I'm right. So
I will. We're fighting.
But yeah, Tevas for my kids. I particularly like their hurricane sandals for the kids because they're grippier on the bottom. You can literally hike in them, like any type of hike.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love those. So those were mine.
Cute. Yeah, those are great.
Should we do fave things for us?
Yeah, I don't have like too many on my list. I did put my favorite sunscreen for me is Supergoop Play.
Oh, yeah.
SPF. I put Tevas.
Do you like the like hurricane ones that have like a grippier bottom?
Yeah.
Or because there's like those other ones too with like the
like a spongier bottom.
Yeah, the spongier bottom.
Yeah.
Which those look comfy. I actually want to get a pair of like platform ones of those this year.
Cute.
Yeah.
I love platform everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to twin.
Maybe. Yeah. I also put just like pastel everything. So like clothes, nails. That's just like, you know, fit
What's
springs
your
so well.
Favorite pastel color?
I'm really into like lilac right now.
Same.
Yeah. Like a good purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cute. And then I wanted to put, I don't know why I just decided this is like a spring favorite for me, but I made this cake last year.
Okay.
And I actually made it in the summer, but I think it's like the best spring dessert. It's like a berries and cream, like tres leches cake. Ooh. And I did a reel of it. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, actually I do. Yeah.
Yeah. It is so good. It's like heavy because it's tres leches, but in the best way. And I'm
is
not
it like
a big
sweetened condensed milk, coconut milk, that type of thing.
Yes, yeah, sweetened condensed milk, evaporated milk,
okay,
and I'm trying to think of the third one. Oh, like heavy whipping cream, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but what I love the most about it is I'm not like a big frosting person.
Okay.
And so the frosting is just whipped cream. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I just love berries and whipped cream. And it's just, anyway, it's so good. And I got it from a blog. Well, actually, I got it because Kristen Johns posted it last year, but she got it from a blog called Fresh April Flowers.
Okay.
So if I have time, I will make a little edit and I'll post the recipe, but it's so good.
Or
and
just
it would
post
be
your reel.
I don't know about that, but I might post the recipe anyway. It's just like the best spring like dessert.
Okay, so I'll be expecting that if you host me.
Yeah, yeah, you should. It's so good. Yeah, that's yummy. It for my list.
Okay. So I have on mine like just athletic wear, athleisure. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just the easiest in the spring to like throw on a little light jacket. I don't know, it's just very easy to make do for like a little bit colder or warmer weather. Mm-hmm. So a lot of athletic wear in my closet. I mean, honestly, year round, but especially in the spring. And then I'm a hat girl. I like to wear hats. So Lululemon has a really good hat that I like. And also Adidas has a really good hat. And the best thing about the Adidas ones is they always have them at like Marshall's and TJ Maxx for like $12.
Oh, yeah.
And they're a super cute fit. I'm very picky on fit, which obviously that's going to be different for everyone. But that hat fits very cute for me. And they have really cute colors, too. Mm-hmm. And then I also put my favorite sunscreen, but I put my favorite one that I wear on my face. Mm-hmm. And that is the Super Goop as well, but it's their glow screen.
Okay. I was going to ask you about it because I don't know. Because it's tinted. Yeah.
It's not tinted, but it does give you like a little bit of a bronze, mm-hmm. but it's not like, I don't know how to explain it. It's not technically tinted, no.
Okay.
But it just gives you like a little like glowy, dewy, maybe slight bronzing
okay.
effect. But it wouldn't like change the difference between your face and your neck if you don't put any on your neck, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I also love just like really light makeup in the spring and summer. So
it's perfect for that. Like I'll just wear that and like mascara to the gym. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm like
put together.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's really cute. I love it. And it's like 40 SPF. So it's good. Mm-hmm. Good SPF for your face.
Yeah. Super Goop is the best.
It is. And then I put the Free People dupe romper that you can get on Amazon.
I need to look it up.
Yeah. They also, I saw this year, have like a dress version with just, it has like shorts underneath.
Okay.
And that looks really cute.
Kind of like a little like tennis
moment. But it's a really cute length because I got one kind of like that from Target last year, but it's too long.
Okay,
so I'm really excited to try that one this year. And then Tevez also for myself. So yeah, that's what I have.
Sweet. Okay, last, this is our last category. Okay, so yeah, we wanted to just run through like a few Easter basket like stuffers just to, you know, get you in the Easter spirit. For me specifically,
wait, really quick, are you adding ones for David?
Oh no.
Do you get David an Easter basket?
I do not get Avid an Easter basket. No, do you get Vince an Easter basket?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but I'd never get one for myself.
Is this a tradition I need to take on?
No.
No.
Actually,
I love to be the most extra, and so
I always
get Vince.
You've
just sparked ideas.
But I never get one for myself. Vince sadly will be gone this year on Easter.
Yeah.
So he will not be getting one, so maybe I'll get one for myself this year. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
And now I'm like causing more stress for you. I'm so sorry.
I'm so stressed. No, you're giving me ideas. No. But specifically for me, Easter is like a really good time for me to restock like my kids' sidewalk chalk in particular, because we all know that just gets like used and trashed every year. So I like to restock sidewalk chalk. I'm not getting my girls this year, but perhaps next year. I saw the cutest Instagram, and they're probably like an Etsy shop too, but they're called Twee, spelled T-W-E-E.
Okay.
If I'm saying that right. But they make really cute personalized name chalk.
Cute.
Yeah. So you can like pick the colors and anyway, like spells your kids' names or just
we love anything custom.
Yes. I love anything personalized.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that was so cute and would be like such a cute Easter basket stuff.
So maybe next year when they appreciate it a little bit more.
Yeah. Also, I like to restock my kids' like cheap pool toys. on Easter. So, you know, just like the little cheap fishies and fishnets and whatever.
They have good stuff at Target, but they also have really good stuff at Five Below.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I should look there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff there.
Yeah. So I like to restock that. Every year for Easter, I really like to get my girls swimsuits. Mm-hmm. So my favorites have been, the brand is Ruffle Butts.
It's so cute.
Yeah. I love Ruffle Butts. I specifically love them because they have the snaps at the bottom. So it's like easy diaper change or access, like
to go to the bathroom.
Yep. I know. Exactly. I was actually having this conversation with David. I'm like, why don't adult women's swimsuits have snaps at the bottom? Honestly, so we don't have to take our whole swimsuit off.
Yeah, my husbands would love that.
right. But yeah, that's like my favorite swimsuit brand for like little girls. And I love also that they have like really cute options for rash guards.
Yeah.
My kids are like the fairest children of them all. Yeah. Like they burn so easily. Yeah. So love their rash guard options.
Yeah. And this is like controversial, but I just think Vivi looks so cute in a little bikini.
Why is that controversial?
I just think, well, for one, I think there are some people that like don't think children belong in bikinis, but whatever. I don't care.
What?
And then, yeah, because.
Why? Because they're sexual. A toddler?
That's exactly why.
Okay, I'm getting fired up.
No, that's exactly why, though, which it pisses me off. And number two, I think just for like sun protection purposes. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I mean, I just put sunscreen on when I need and whatever.
You will not catch my kids in a two-piece because they will just fry up. Yeah. But that's the only reason. Yeah. I just love a rash guard because I'm just like, the less area I have to douse you in sunscreen, the better.
Especially because they hate getting sunscreen on.
I know. You know what? I actually saw this hack. You know, like foundation brushes, like the really thick brushes.
Uh-huh.
People have been putting sunscreen on their kids with like the foundation brushes. And okay. I'm like, ooh, I bet actually like that would be a nice fast way to apply sunscreen. So I might have to try that this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, love Ruffle Butts. They're great. They're not like the cheapest swimsuits ever. They're a little pricey.
They have
but
little boy swimsuits too, right? Yeah. I think those that was like one of the only brands I could find that like had matching for Vivi and Kale.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah.
Cute. Yeah, so I love them. Okay, next one. Have you heard of Fubbles?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay.
Yep.
So Fubbles are far superior to normal bubbles.
Yes.
I'm someone that hates bubbles.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate them. Yeah. My kids love them.
Yeah.
They spill them in 5 seconds. I hate them. Yeah. So Fubbles are nice because they are little containers that kind of come in like a little like ice cream shape, if you will. So they have handles to hold on to. And then, you know, you put the bubble blower into it. Take it out, blow your bubbles. But when you tip it upside down, it does not leak.
Yeah, it doesn't spill.
Yes, it doesn't spill.
They make big containers of them too.
Oh, they do?
Like 4 or 5 like wands in them.
Oh.
We got those last summer. It was really fun.
Yeah. So anyway, Fubbles are great if you are also a bubble hater like me.
Yeah.
I put Play-Doh set. Mm-hmm. I love to hate Play-Doh, but my kids love it. So yeah. I love to restock my Play-Doh because we all know it dries out in 5 days. My kids, I'm kind of like one of those moms that like doesn't believe in getting my toddlers candy for Easter.
Oh,
they're just, I mean, you know, I just don't need my 3-year-old like
eating
so much sugar.
Yeah.
So for my kids specifically this year in their Easter baskets, I'm putting just like a Pez because my kids love Pez. Like they're kind of like a toy.
Yeah, they're so fun.
Yeah. And then I'm also doing like those character juice bottles, you know? Yeah.
Those are fun.
And I'm like, and that will be good. And like, they'll love that.
See, the problem is my kids get a new one of those every freaking week. So it wouldn't even be that exciting for them.
I never buy those for my kids, but they go to other people's houses and drink out of them.
Yeah.
And so I know they'll be excited.
Yeah. Don't start that freaking trend. Are you sure you want to do that?
Well, I won't be buying them when we go to the store, but, you know, for fun occasions.
Yeah.
And then last thing on my list, I just put like sunglasses.
Yeah.
My kids love sunglasses and they break them really easily. So
go to the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
That's where I get them.
Yeah. Just so get like cheap. Fun little pair of sunglasses and they'll love those. So that's what I had.
Nice. Yeah, we have like a lot of the same things. But my kids love Kinder eggs. So they'll be eating Kinder eggs.
Ooh, I also love Kinder eggs.
Yeah, they're delicious. They love those. I hate the little toys that come in there, though. They're so annoying. They're, like, so flimsy and annoying. But it's fine because they play with them for 5 seconds and I throw them away.
Yeah.
They love Kinder Eggs. And then we're going to do more chalk, too. I like to get the little chalk eggs, though. I think they're so cute.
Those are cute.
Yeah. And then I also put bubbles, but you just reminded me of bubbles. So I will definitely be getting bubbles. I had these, like, Easter Bunny light-up bubbles that I was going to get them.
Oh, cute.
And I'm like, no, now I'm going to get bubbles because my life will not be hell.
I mean, you can't go wrong with bubbles, period. Like, the kids love them.
But bubbles really are superior. So
they really are.
Reminding me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that they came in smaller sizes.
Oh, yeah. So I get, like, the tiny ones for my kids.
Great.
Yeah.
And then I usually do, like, a little craft in there. So I'm going to do dot markers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen, like, the dot markers and then, like, the little books.
Yep.
And, like, the coloring sheets. And they have, like, dots on them that they dot.
Those are so good.
Yeah. And they're cute. My kids love them. And then sticker books, puffy stickers. My kids love puffy stickers.
Cannot go wrong with stickers either.
Yes. And the puffy stickers are nice because my two-year-old son can, like, actually take them off the paper. And
easy to grab.
Yes, easy to grab. And then I get them Easter books in their, like, favorite character. So it's actually really funny. My son's favorite right now is, like, Gabby's Dollhouse.
Okay,
so he'll
it.
Be getting a Gabby's Dollhouse Easter book. And then my daughter's favorite right now is Scooby-Doo.
Cute.
So she'll be kidding.
I know she loves Scooby-Doo. She loves was telling Scooby-Doo. Me. Rowan loves Scooby-Doo too.
Yeah. It's just funny. You just, like, think, you know, like, it would be opposite. But hey, they are who they are. So she'll be getting Scooby-Doo Easter book. And then I'm going to do, like, little gardening tools and gloves.
So cute, yeah.
And then sunglasses as well.
They have little gardening gloves for little tiny kids.
Yes, actually, they have really good ones on Amazon. They come in a 2-pack, and, like, the inside of the hand is, like, kind of like a leathery material. So, like, they can actually help me garden, and they're not going to get, like, poked by, like, a thorn and stuff.
I need to buy those.
Yeah, and they have monsters on the outside of them.
Oh,
they're
gosh,
really cute.
Cute.
Cute little monster face. So,
Cute.
That's fun.
Okay, is that the end?
I think that's all. That's all I have. That's all I have.
Perfect. Yeah, okay, we've come to the end. We hope that we inspired you a little bit for springtime. It is, like, a fun time of the year. I just feel like it's always a little bit hard for me to get excited about spring, but...
Me too. And, like, even recently, I've been, like, really trying to shift my mindset of, like, when there is a nice day, to just be more present, actually go outside, actually, like, just enjoy it. And I feel like because I've done that, it makes the colder days a little more bearable, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about the sun just, like, healing your soul.
Yeah. Especially after a long, dreary winter with children inside and just, seasonal depression.
Yes. Very excited for warmer weather.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram, please. We're at 2blondes.1pod. And we're also on TikTok now, just at 2blondes1pod. And make sure to give us a rate and review. That really would help us out.
Yes.
We'd really appreciate it and love you forever. But anyway, we hope you guys have a great week. And we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.